AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Yeah, coming up on the bottom of the hour, and as we check our traffic cams right now, there is a crash to look out for. It's eastbound Windmill. That's over the 215 interchange there. The right lane is blocked on Windmill. Also look for some heavy volumes through the resort area of the 15, beginning around Hacienda there on the north side and south 15 at Sahara. We're also touch and go as you work your way into the Spaghetti Bowl there, both directions, 515 west at Charleston, 95 eastbound past Decatur. And do expect some delays on Interstate 15 both directions. That is at the Northern Beltway, 215.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. It was a really tough loss for the Raiders on Sunday when they fell to the Dolphins 26-25. What really made it hurt at the time, in addition to just losing the game in the fashion in which they did so, it also knocked them out of the postseason. If there's any solace, the Raiders, had they won that game, still would not be a playoff team. When the Ravens beat the Giants on Sunday, that would have been enough to officially knock the Raiders out of playoff contention, even if they would have won on Saturday. The Raiders getting set for their regular season finale. That's coming up this Sunday. They are going to have a divisional matchup when they go to Denver for a game against the Broncos. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers three times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera. How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
I'm Ryan Seacrest. First responders are people who stand for a greater purpose. They will be there for you when nobody else is, to help you, your family, your community. This is their selfless promise. This is their sworn duty to protect, to serve, to help. They put themselves in harm's way for us. They come to the rescue at times when we need them most. First responders are making enormous personal sacrifices to keep showing up for us and fighting the good fight. Nearly 70% of all firefighters are volunteers. That means when they get injured or quarantined, they may not have a way to pay their rent or keep their family safe and fed. No matter who you are or where you live, when you call 911 and ask for help, first responders show up now. Let's show up for the people who show up for us every day and every night.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, Congress is getting ready to possibly, give you a check for $2,000. The bill signed last night by the president was $600, and the president and the Democrats are all saying $2,000.
Do I hear three? Do I hear three? Get into a bidding war. Maybe there's a third party. Maybe the libertarians can tip the balance of power and give us 3,000. Would you like 3,000? But there is a question of how the American people will spend $600 versus spending $2,000 per person. And I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. We'll try and get some calls before the end of this half hour. It's very simple. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you. Previous research shows that the $1,200 relief checks, the stimulus checks, remember that we got back in, well, I don't know, March or April, whatever it was. And what turns out that only 29% went for what is called essentials. Food, rent, car payment, utilities. And that the other 70%, 70+% went to stuff like paying off credit cards. I mean, nothing that's creating jobs or anything like that. Anyway, I want to find out how you intend to deal with this, and whether you honestly believe that this $600 or $2,000. By the way, personally, I'm rooting for the $2,000. I'm sorry, they give away money to everybody. Let them give money to you and me, okay? And especially if you're somebody that makes less than $75,000. There's some crazy formula if you go above $75,000. But still, it'd be great. I want to find out how you intend to use this money. And I want to find out if you're going to spend it on stuff that is essential or non-essential. Are you going to pay off some credit cards? Some high balance, high percentage interest rate credit cards? Do away with them? I'm going to be honest with you. I use some of my $1,200 to pay off some credit cards that had just been lingering and I hadn't done anything with them, and I retired them. You could do the same. Anyway, we'll get to your calls coming up in a couple of minutes. If you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim Dallas know that you're a first-time caller. He will whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody. And it's very simple. We'll even move you up in line. We'll give you a little extra love. Tell you what, let's do. And by the way, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Carl. Clinical Carl, I believe. Carl, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin. Hi. I hope you had a good Christmas.
I did. Thank you for asking.
I had the best in the world. My wife gave me the best Christmas present anybody could ever get.
Which
you
is?
You know what it was?
What was it?
She gave me a divorce. No, just kidding. Okay. I want to answer your question about what to do with stimulus money anytime I...
What did you do with the $1,200?
And this, huh?
What did you do with the $1,200?
12? Well, what I do anytime I get it, thank God, luckily, I don't really need it to survive. I give half always to an animal rescue fund of some
type. Oh, good.
And half to, like, food banks, like Three Square or whatever, to help people, homeless people.
I think that is a great idea, and I know I have one friend that gives to her church, and she's given half to the church and half to some not homeless fund, but a food bank. So, same thing you're doing, like Three Square or something.
If people who don't need it get it, that's what they should do with it. It's not going to help me that much, to be honest with you. Thank God, luckily, I can live without it. You know?
Oh, no. You know? Hey, listen, you have yourself a wonderful New Year's, and we'll talk to you in the new year.
Okay, take care.
Thanks, man. There you go. That's Clinical Carl. And that's a great idea. If you don't need $2,000, and I know a lot of people that'll be happy to cash the check, but they don't need it. And maybe the idea of donating it or donating a portion, being like a philanthropist, that's what I love. And it's something you don't hear a lot about, where rich people oftentimes are philanthropists. Now the Democrats would say, no, let's just take the money from the rich people and give it to the poor people. That's not philanthropy. That's highway robbery. I'm sorry, but it is. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamyl lactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish, and for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635, or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
For weeks now, you've heard me talking about the December 7th deadline for enrollment of your Medicare plan. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Well, the deadline has come and gone, but for some of you, there may be an opportunity to enroll in a plan until December 31st. To find out if you qualify for this late enrollment, call my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you're turning 65 in the next 4 months, you need to talk to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based coverage, or maybe you're contemplating retirement, you need to speak with Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service has been absolutely incredible. They can do the same thing for you. Just call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Normally at this time, we'd be visiting with Scott Hammond. He's in a legislative meeting right now. And has not gotten out of it. We thought he might be free by 4:30, but he is not. We'll have him on later in the week. I want to let Dr. Anthony Fauci speak for himself rather than me try and defend him. You heard earlier Dr. Simone Gold talking about how Dr. Fauci may have misled the nation and addressed it very upfront with Dana Bash yesterday on CNN. This is Cut 3, Dr. Anthony Fauci with Dana Bash.
When polls said only about half of all Americans would take a vaccine, I was saying herd immunity would take 70 to 75%. Then when newer surveys said 60% or more would take it, I thought I can nudge this up a bit. So I went to 80, 85. And then you go on to say that it may be as high as 90%. So my question is, why weren't you straight with the American people about this to begin with?
No. No, actually, Dana, I don't think it can be interpreted as being straight or not. We have to realize that we have to be humble and realize what we don't know. These are pure estimates, and the calculations that I made, 70-75%, it's a range. The range is going to be somewhere between 70-85%. The reason I first started saying 70-75, I brought it up to 85. That's not a big leap to go from 75-85. It was really based on calculations and pure extrapolations from measles. Measles is about 98% effective vaccine. The COVID-19 vaccine is about 94-95%. When you get below 90% of the population vaccinated with measles, you start seeing a breakthrough against the herd immunity. Mm-hmm. People starting to get infected, like we saw in the upper New York State and in New York City with the Orthodox Jewish group when we had measles outbreak. So I made a calculation that COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2, is not as nearly as transmissible as measles. Mm-hmm. Measles is the most transmissible infection you can imagine. So I would imagine that you would need something a little bit less than the 90%. That's where I got to the 85. But I think we all have to be honest and humble. Nobody really knows for sure, but I think 70 to 85% for herd immunity for COVID-19 is a reasonable estimate. And in fact, most of my epidemiology colleagues agree with me.
Yeah, of course. Nothing is exact. I guess my question was about polling. It seemed in that quote to suggest that you were basing your recommendation on polling and what people could accept. Is that not what you meant?
No, I mean, it's a bit of that. I want to encourage the people of the United States and globally to get vaccinated, because as many as we possibly get vaccinated will get closer to herd immunity. So the bottom line is, it's a guesstimate. I gave a range, and I use any discussion like we're having now, Dana, to encourage people to get to that goal of 70 to 85% of the people vaccinated. That's where we really want to be.
There you have it, Dr. Anthony Fauci. And again, addressing pretty straightforward the charges that he was misleading the people of America and the world. I don't disagree. It sounds like he was playing hard and fast with the numbers. I'm just going to tell you, though. I mean, you and I have had a ringside seat for this thing, because we've covered this thing like a glove from day one, locally, statewide, nationally. And I'm just going to tell you, I don't think these doctors and these scientists, I don't think they understood. I just don't think they did. They did not understand what this virus was about from the beginning. They told us they did know as best they can, but their guesstimates were often, you know, the masks are good. No, the masks, you don't need the masks. No. On second thought, third thought, we do need the masks. And that's what I found fascinating, is that the scientific community really, they never like to say we don't know. When you come to them and you say something to them, you know, what do you think about this? Nobody likes to say, I don't know, because it makes you sound like a fool. But the fact is that I think, for the most part, nobody, not the president, not the coronavirus task force, not Dr. Sanjay Gupta, none of them knew what this thing was about. And that's what's so sad about it. Now, there is some interesting news out of Dr. Fauci, though. Let's go to cut two. Because he went on with Dana Bash yesterday, and in addition to defending himself, he said that we could achieve some form of normalcy by the middle or end of the summer. Is that possible? Let's see if he parses words. He was on with Dana Bash on State of the Union on CNN. This is cut two, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Well, if you look at the logistics of it, Dana, right now we're going through the priority groups. We started with health, frontline health people, people who are on the front line taking care of patients. Then you get to people who are in a difficult situation, namely people who have underlying conditions, essential people in society. And then you go down the line. Once you get there, what I call open season, namely when anybody who's anybody, you don't have to be a priority person, should get vaccinated. I think we're going to get there probably end of March, beginning of April. So if we start vaccinating the general population in April, from a pure logistics standpoint, it's probably going to take several months to get those people vaccinated that would get us to the 70 to 85% group. I think that's going to probably be by the middle to the end of the summer, so that I hope that by the time we get to the fall, we will reach that critical percentage of people that we can really start thinking about a return to some form of normality.
Wouldn't that be great? You know, because I keep asking the question, what's going to happen to the National Football League? I mean, if you want to be really honest about it, what's going to happen at T-Mobile Arena for the Golden Knights? And I'm talking about for this season, you know, which would, you know, begin January 14th. But is only 56 games long. I'll be honest with you. I worry about the Raiders next year. And hopefully the product will be better. And it'll look better with fans in the stands. It's hard to believe an entire National Football League season is being played by the Raiders without even one fan in the building. Yeah. I was thinking about that today. That's just flat out weird. Anyway, stay where you are. Do not touch that dial. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. That's Craig Mueller. Yeah, at Mueller & Associates. Here's the number, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You've got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up. Can we just
talk? AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of real water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your real water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the real water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor a plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, General Manager of Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. 2020 has been a tough year on all of us, especially here in Las Vegas. But we are confident that next year will be much better. On behalf of our team, I want to personally thank each and every one of our valued customers for visiting us through these very challenging times, and want everyone to know that the health and safety of our team members and customers has always been our highest priority. And I hope that you have a Merry Christmas and a safe and happy New Year.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Why don't you do it right now? Brian Kipp and all my friends standing by to help you. 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Very, very quickly, I want to get to Pat Toomey because he is a senator from Pennsylvania with mixed feelings about the Trump pardons. This is cut number four, by the way. This was Pat Toomey on one of the Sunday shows yesterday talking about the mixed feelings about the Trump pardons. Here it is.
I think the case of Mike Flynn, for instance, was completely legitimate to pardon him because the prosecution was an abuse of power. I don't think Michael Flynn ever committed a crime. But some of these other cases, I mean, my goodness, we have tax fraud and bank fraud, witness tampering, obstruction of justice. But because they were close to the president, they got pardoned. This is unfortunately reminiscent of the Mark Rich pardon by President Clinton. It is legal. It is constitutional. But I think it's a misuse of the power.
Some are suggesting it is time to reform presidential pardon powers. Do you agree?
You know, it's a good discussion to have, but it's a tough call. This is obviously a constitutional power, so I don't know how we would do it without amending the Constitution, and I think it would be very challenging.
There you have it. There you have it. Coming up on the show, Jared Fisher would have made a much better governor than Steve Sisolak. Steve Sisolak has really sucked as a governor. I mean, and it's not that he's mean-spirited or, you know, none of that. Or even his policies. It's just that he's incompetent. And I think Jared Fisher has proven, as a small businessman and a leader, he's been wonderful. And he rode to all 17 counties when he was running for governor. I'd like to see him do it again. Don't know that he will, but I'd love to see him try. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.